आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परम ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
Shankaracharya is discussing Atman. So he is defining Atman as na jayate, no mriyate, na vardate, na chiyate, na vikaroti, nitya. Na jayate is not born. Then na mriyate, never dies. Vardate, never grows. Chiyate, there is no decay. Vikaroti, there is no modification, and he is nitya. Very simple to define, you know. Can you divide this chart into Atma and Anatma? BMI chart, how many of you can divide this chart into two, Atma and Anatma? Raise your hand, I will ask question. How many of you can divide this chart into Atma and Anatma, BMI chart? No, you have to raise hand. I want to see how many of you know. Do I have to repeat it or no? I don't have to repeat it. Very good. You see, all anatma is jayate. Therefore, atma is na jayate. All anatma mriyate. Therefore, atma is na mriyate. All anatma is vardate. Shariram vardate. Therefore, anatma is this decays, ksiyate, atma. This modifies, nabigroti. This is anitya. So how we are defining atma? Through our known things. Whatever we know, through known things is defining, you see, that is different from this.
विलीयमानी अपि वपु अस्मिन् न लीयते कुम्भिम्बावरं स्वयं. विलीयमाने अपि वपु, वपु मीन्स दिस बॉडी. वेन दिस बॉडी डाई देन वॉट हैपन्स, इट इज अमुस्मिन् न लीयते. अमुस्मिन् दिस आत्मा न लीयते, इट डज नॉट नेवर नेवर सीज टू एग्जिस्ट. दैट मीन्स रिमेन. दैट मीन्स वेन द पर्सन डाइज आत्मन इज It's very difficult to convince people outside. Dead body is there, but Atman is also there. Very difficult. But Atman is there. Because ignorance is there. Principle of existence is there. Nalite kumbha imbhavamaram swayam. Kumbha, kumbha means pot. When the pot is broken, the space is not broken. Space remains the same. Similarly, this pot, this is also called ghat. Ghat ghat me panchi vase. That panchi is Atman. So, gut gut mein, this gut when is broken, this gross body, subtle body is broken, then Atman still exists. Gurudev writes beautifully, the great Atman is neither born nor it dies. The bubble is born and the bubble dies. The air in the bubble is neither born nor does it die when the bubble bursts. Similarly, the PFT is born, not the reality, the self. A gross body, subtle body, causal body is born, not the self. It is meaningless to complain that my consciousness was dull yesterday and that today it is bright. You cannot say. Consciousness is never vardhate chhiyate. For consciousness never increases nor decreases. It is only the rise and the fall of the ignorance that causes an apparent veiling consciousness and a sudden blaze of its effulgence. When the mind is full of attachment, hate, anger, greed, and delusion, the awareness becomes dull. Who is the culprit? Vasana. Vasana is the culprit. If that is sick, then it will take anek janma bhajanat. If your cloth is dirty with grease and mobile, then it requires lot of effort. But if it is simple dirty, you don't have to do anything. It depends on the vasana of each person, how much time it will take to clean. When these weaknesses are less, more light of consciousness is manifest in the bosom. Consciousness is one reality at all times. When the thickness of the vasana is increased, its splendor in us seems to be dimmed. More the vasana, dim is the light. Less the vasana, if the mind is purified, you will get the glimpse. The Atman, the Self, never gets modified. The feeling I in the childhood, youth and old age remain the same. The body, mind and intellect are modified from time to time, but not Atman, which is quick, which is quietly illumines all changes in all equipment. Then it says, Prakriti Vikriti Bhinna. What is this Atman? Prakriti Vikriti Bhinna. Bhinna means different. It is different from Prakriti Vikriti. In this BMI chart, anything below V is Prakriti Vikriti. Prakriti Vikriti Bhinna is different from Vasana, different from BMI, PFT, OAT. Prakriti Vikriti means effect. Prakriti means cause. Cause and effect. The whole thing in the last session we have seen, we can divide the whole Prakriti in Prakriti, Prakriti Vikriti and Vikriti. Three columns you can make. He says, Prakriti Vikriti Bhinna, Suddha Bodha Sabhava. What is this nature? Suddha Bodha, pure knowledge. Not knowledge of anything, knowledge itself. Suddha Bodha Sabhava, Sad Asad Idam Asesam Bhasyan Nirvisesa. Bhasyan, it illumines. What? Sad Asad. What is the meaning of Sad Asad? Gross and subtle. Gross and subtle. Sad, gross. Asad, which is not gross. What is not gross? Subtle. Sad, asad, sesam. Everything it illumines. But how he himself, the self is nirvisesam, without any visesta, without any gun. Bilasati paramatma jagrati avasthasu aham aham iti satchat sakshini rupena buddhe. Bilasati, it travels. It glorifies, it illumines in three avastha, jagrat avastha, swapna avastha and susupti avastha. But how can I know him? Aham, aham, It is there as I. We also experience I, but that is small I. But he says, yes, I am there. That small I is the representative of big I. The big I is not there, there will not be any small I. Aham, I am there. Iti sakshat sakshi rupena buddhe. You can find it in buddhi. If I want to meet this I, where I have to go? Not to the OET. We have to go to buddhi. How can we go to the buddhi? We have to withdraw all our senses. Then we have to see our thought parade. Then after that, we have to take alambana of one vritti. What is that vritti? Brahmakar vritti. And that Brahmakar vritti will take us to Brahman. The details which we have seen in Atmabodh. If you want more details, please attend next class of Atmabodh. So that will take you to there. Sakshi rupena, what is a sakshi? What is the definition of sakshi? Hum yaad kara ke chhodenge aapko. Sakshat ichchate iti. And another one? Antakaran upahit chetan is sakshi. So it's there, sakshi. Now this Atman discussion, one more verse is there. How can we reach? So it is said, niyamatam manasam amumtam sva atmanam atmani ayam aham iti sakshat viddhi buddhi prasadat. Niyamit mansa, you have to control your mind. Why do you have to control your mind? Because by its nature, mind is extrovert. By habit also, it has become extrovert. All indriyas are also extrovert. Where is Atman? It is inside. So you have to control. Why you have to control? Always going outside. If you want to go inside, you have to control. Unless you control, how can you go inside? So you have to save time and energy for going inside. Satchat viddhi buddhi prasadat. Buddhi prasadat means when the mind is pure. Mind is pure means when the vasanas are less. Then the mind becomes pure. What we have to do? We have to reduce our vasanas. Kaise? Karma yokta hai. Is it possible to exhaust all vasanas? What is your answer? No. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Lord is saying possible. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan, all the kamanas, when you can remove it, eradicate it. Where are they? Manogatan in your mind. Atmani, atmana eva tushta, when you are reveling in your own atman, then you are sthita pragya. When the Lord is saying sthita pragya is available, realization is available, it can be reached to that state in this life. So therefore vasana can be eradicated. What is the formula? Come to Gita class. There is a scientific formula for that also. Jani marana taranga apara sansara sindhu prattar bhavakritartha brahma rupena sansata. Brahma rupena sansata, you abide it like a Brahman. What will happen? Jani marana taranga, this taranga, the ocean, how is that ocean? Apar, you cannot see the other par, other soul, you can't see. Continuously janma maran. But you can cross prattar. And bhavakritartha, be fulfilled. We also, whole life we are becoming only bhava. What is this bhava? Becoming. First when we are in class 8-9, class 10 pass kar lenge, bhava. Then graduation, bhava. Then professional, bhava. Then I want to be husband or wife. Chalo bhava, become husband, wife. No, not satisfied, want to be father or mother, bhava. Again, you want to become father, mother. Ab ho gaya, now want to become grandfather. Acha, wo bhi ho gaya. No. GGF. Great grandfather. I want to see my fourth generation. This is bhava. Whole life goes in that bhava. But here Shankaracharya says, bhava kritartha fulfilled. After that, there will no more urge. No more becoming. After becoming Brahman, actually we all are Brahman. After experiencing that, there is no janma maran. Why there is no janma maran? Because you are Brahman. Na jayate mriyate abhi bataya aapko. You are Brahman. Once you become Brahman, no jayate, mriyate, vardate, chiyate, vikaroti. Why? It is nitya. So I also become nitya. I without small I and without body. I am talking about that I, the capital I. Once you become that capital I, that Brahman, then there is no janma maran. Gurudev writes, a well-controlled, regulated mind here indicates a purified mind, a mind which has withdrawn itself from the involvement with the OIT, having accomplished this through the worship or meditation. Therefore, puja and upasana is the prerequisite. Puja means not the Diwali puja. Wo to saal mein ek baar hota hai. That is not going to help you. Upasana, you have to do the japam. Which puja he is talking about? Puja by way of karma yoga. What is karma yoga? I have to repeat it again and again. Doing the same thing which you are doing. Only you have to fit a software. What is that software? It is for the happiness of the Lord. Not for the Lord, it is for the happiness of the Lord. Happiness is very important word in that. If you do your karma as an offering to the Lord, that becomes puja. Now that puja is whole day. I am taking bath, Lord, it is for you. I am taking breakfast, it is for you. Going to office, for you. Everything becomes puja. So it is puja whole day. That puja will eradicate your vasana. That puja will eradicate your vasana. A pure mind is one made relatively calm by meditation. It is to be remembered here that mind and intellect are the same, only their functions do they differ. Mental agitation veil the intellect. Mental agitation veil the intellect. This veiling is called maya, vasana, avidya, causal body. So maya is covering. How it is covering? By way of thoughts. The Lord is with us. It is in buddhi. It is there in mind. I am not able to see. I am not able to see because of the thoughts it are covering. Due to avidya, the intellect is not able to see the truth clearly. When the truth is not apprehended, misapprehensions are generated by the unhealthy intellect. When the mind agitation, vikshep are quietened through the upasana, this vikshep can be quietened by upasana, the veiling, the avaran of the intellect also lifts and the buddhi becomes quiet. As a result of mental quietude, when the intellect becomes bright, it is able to apprehend the self. When the vasanas are reduced, you will be able to apprehend it. The self is thus apprehended as I am this, aham, aham, aham. One comes to experience it intimately as the very subjective essence in oneself. He who so long considered himself to be the body, the mind, the intellect, now experiences, I am not the body, nor am I the mind, nor the intellect, but I am this, the self, who is illuminator of all these three equipments. I am not body, I am not mind, I am different from body, mind and intellect, and that Atman is the self who is the illuminator of these three equipments, because these three equipments are inert and the Atman is the illuminator. This experience is not through any medium. Very important line. You cannot grasp the Atman by your mind, by your organs of perception, or organs of action. This experience is not through any medium, it is not through the medium of the intellect. It is not immediate knowledge, it is apprehended as immediate knowledge. For example, nobody needs to tell you that you are Mr. So-and-so, you know who you are, Mr., Mrs. or Miss, even when you are in the pitch darkness. Thus the self is realized as the immediate knowledge, as one's own self. And he explains what he means by mediate and immediate knowledge. Mediate knowledge is that which is gained through the instruments of the sense organs, the mind and intellect. Immediate knowledge is that to know for which no instrument is necessary. It is the knowledge of one's own self. At this moment, we all live identified with BMI, and we have experience of I am the body, I am the mind, I am the intellect. Quieten the mind, and transcending its limitation, come to apprehend this great truth, the self. How to transcend the mind, we are discussing in Atmabodha. May you feel fulfilled, thus fulfillment. Kritartha is the joyous feeling having done what is to be done. Once you get this, then nothing more is to be done. What had to be accomplished, he has been accomplished. No more is there any tyrant in the form of vasanas who occupies our bosom, making our more and more demand on us. When the vasanas are all ended, no more desires are there. Gurudev confirms it. When the vasanas are ended, that means it is possible to end the vasanas. Nothing more is needed to contribute to one's happiness. May you thus become the nature of Brahman. He is blessing us. The reality, by crossing the ocean of change consisting of the waves of birth and death, buddhi vritti, Vedanta means all activities emanating from the buddhi vritti in Vedanta means all activities emanating from a living organism. This paragraph is very, very important. If we reflect sufficiently upon what we have read so far, one doubt might still linger in us. How does the infinite Lord, who is all knowledge, get into this avidya and become an object slave, a helpless victim of the world of objects and their tragic play? How does one get so strongly BMI conditioned? This is explained in the following two verses. They are both very, very important. Only if you reflect long on these suggestive verses will you understand them and get the maximum benefit out of them. The more you chew on these verses, the more will you experience the essence of understanding. So now we are coming to very, very important two verses. Truly speaking, in our Bhagavad class also, we are discussing the same thing. Vidur asks Maitreya, how come he got identified and he is suffering by his own karma? Jeev is nothing but Lord himself. Tell me how he is suffering. How he got identified with the Maya? It is impossible to get identified with the Maya. How Lord got identified with the Maya? And how he is suffering because of his karma? Tell me. And very briefly, in four or five verses, Maitriji explained that we have seen in our last two Bhagavad class. Whether you come to the Bhagavad class, or you come to the Ramayana class, or to the Upanishad class, or Atmabodh class, we are discussing same thing, but we have to listen again and again, again and again, again and again. So first we will see verse number 49. Let us chant together. Seven questions. Then we see, we will tick mark what we have seen, what we are going to see now.
को नाम बंध कथमेष आगतः कथम प्रतिष्ठास्य कथम विमोक्षः को सावनात्मा परम कात्मा तयोर्विवेक कथमेतदुच्यताम्।
तो वी हैव सीन एन आत्मा. Why Shankaracharya has taken anatma first? Because we know anatma. We are in all anatma. We know very well anatma. Then he took us to the atma. Now the first two lines, ko nama bandha, katham esa agata, katham pratishtasya, katham vimocha. Out of these four questions, he is answering three questions in sutra form, in the very briefly. Then after that, he is going to explain. In sutra form, he is taking up the three questions at a time, and the answers are one-liner as answers. Ko nama bandha, what is bondage? Katham esa agata, from where it has come? Katham pratishtasya, and how it is still continuing? In the sutra rupa, Brahma sutra, we know these are all sutra. Like in algebra, the sutra is there, na? A plus B whole square, this is sutra. Then you get the full detail of that. Similarly, in Brahma sutra also, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now we'll start the Brahma Jigyasa. Sutra, only this much, one sentence. Then the next one is Janmadasya Yataha. Yata means from that, Janmadi, the whole universe has come. How it has come? Only the sutra is given. After that, the commentary will be many, many pages. So this also is the sutra rupa. What is this sutra? Let us see. 137.
Atranatmanahamiti matihi. Atranatmanahamiti matihi. Bandhayeshosya pumsaha.
Bandhayeshosya pumsaha.
Prapta jnana janana marana.
Prapta jnana janana marana.
Klesha sampata hetuhu.
Klesha sampata hetuhu.
Enai vayam vapuridama vapuridamasata.
Enai vayam
vapuridamasata. Satyam ityatma buddhya.
Satyam ityatma buddhya.
Pushya tukshattavati visayaihi. Pushya tukshattavati visayaihi. Tantu bhikkosha kridvata.
Tantu bhikkosha kridvata.
Atranatmanamahamiti matihi. Bandhayeshosya pumsaha. Prapto jnana janana marana. Klesha sampata hetuhu. Enai vayam vapuridamasata. Satyamityatma buddhya. Pushya tukshattavati visayaihi. Tantu bhikosha kredvata.
We take up the first line. That is the definition of bandhan. What is bondage? What is bondage? Replies in one line. Atra anatmani aham iti mati bandha. This is the definition. Atra. Atra means here. Atra means there. Kutra means where. Sarvatra means everywhere. So atra, here. What is bandhan? Anatmani. What is anatmani? Now you very well. Anatmani. The whole world, anatmani, ahammati. Ahammati means anatma is atma. In anatma, I am saying this is aham. This is suddaham. Om is suddaham. But I am saying BMI is. Anatmani, I am saying no, this is aham. Itimati bandha. This is if your understanding is like this. This is bondage. Anatmani Atma Buddhi is bandhan. Anatmani Atma Buddhi is bandhan. Considering unreal as real is bandhan. Considering BMI as Atman is bandhan. Where is this bandhan? Next question comes. It is not physically. Nobody has put it in our prison. Aap bahar nahi aa sakte. No, not like that. Where is bandhan? It's here, it is subtle. We are all bound. It is subtle bandhan. And subtle bandhan will require subtle things to remove it. It is a thought only. Bandhan is only thought, only a vritti. That's all. It is abstract, it is subtle, it is a vritti only that I am bound. And where it is? It is in mind. Mukti is also in mind, bandhan is also in mind. Esa asya punsaha. This is the man. Individual is bound by this wrong thinking. This thinking is not correct thinking. Anatma is anatma. Atma is different from anatma. But we are thinking anatma is atma. Therefore, it is a wrong understanding. This is bandhan. Katham esa agata. How it has come? Aise aaya batao. It is said, prapta ajnanat. Prapta, prapta means you got it. How? Ajnanat, because of your ignorance. Prapta ajnanat. Janana marana klesa sampata hetu. Then what happened? What is the hetu? What is the cause? Kya mila usse? What is the effect of this bandhan? Janana, birth, marana, klesa. There are five types of klesa. In Patanjali Sutra, who will tell me? Many times I have said. In the last class also I said klesa, five types. Avidya, asmita, raga, dvesa, avinivesa. Avidya, ignorance. Asmita means ego. Rag, attachment. Dvesa, hatred. Abhinivesa, fear of death. These are all klesa. These all give us sorrow. So cause is ignorance and the effect is bondage. And this is because of our wrong understanding. Cause is ignorance. What is ajnan? What is the definition given by Thakur Ramakrishna? What is ajnan? Not knowing our true nature is jnan. What is jnan? No. Simple. Since we don't know our true nature, then what happens? This janam maran and all these things. Why we get this janam maran? Because we are identified. Identified with what? Atma. No, we are identified with anatma. That is our wrong understanding. Because of this anatma, we are taking as atma. That is bandhan. So ignorance is the cause of continuous birth and death and sorrow. So what is bandhan? Thinking anatma vastu as atma is bandhan. How it has come? Because of ignorance, ajnanat, it has come. What is the effect of that? Janam, maran, klesh. These are, we are suffering. Birth and death and sorrows. We have many times proved that who is giving us sorrow? Atma. Sure? Any doubt? No doubt. Anatma is giving us sorrow. Why it is giving us sorrow? Because we are identified yet. If we are not identified, we go to the Switzerland, we don't have any sorrow there. We enjoy. Wherever we are identified, we get sorrow from there only. Otherwise, the whole jagat gives you. So, it is in this jagat, we make our own sansara. In the whole jagat, each individual makes his own sansara. Sansara means, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. This sansara gives you sorrow, not the whole jagat. Whole jagat is there for giving you happiness only. The fall color is giving you happiness. Yeah. But if you identified with the tree, now this tree has become naked, you see? Then you are sorrowful. Now how is it continuing? Pata lag gaya, what is the cause? Ajnan is the cause. And we are identified, we are taking an atma as atma. This is bandhan. This also, but how it is continuing? Yena eva ayam bapu idam asata satyam iti atma buddhya. Yena, through this, eva, alone, ayam, the man, vapu, the body, idam, this, asat, unreal. This body is asat, perishable. Satyam iti atma buddhya. Oho, this is satyam. This body which is perishable, we consider it as this will remain. Namriyate, although it is jayate, we know many times the Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita also, anything which is born will die. It will change. Asti jayate, vardate, viprinamate, pakchiyate, and vinasyate. Many times he have heard. But still, we consider this is satyam. It will remain like this. I will never become old. Then we see our grandchildren. But still we don't feel that I am getting old. So his conviction, his buddhi is firm that unreal is real. This bapu, this body is real. In atma buddhi, you are thinking that this is real. And he is enjoying ignorance and bondage. He is enjoying that. One should understand real as real, unreal as unreal. But a jnani considers unreal as? Yeah, bas, this much. Then after that, what he does? How it expresses, then it says, pusyati, ukshati, avati, visei, tantubi, kosakritvat. Pusyati, narishes. Narishes. People see, na, kitna blood count kitna hai. What is my D3? What is A1C? How much is the sugar level? Continue, the vitamin khaya ki nahi khaya? Pusyati. He is not saying that you should not look after your gross body. What he is criticizing that you are giving your maximum time on that only. You are not saving time from there thinking about the Lord. Pusyati. You are continuously doing this only. Not only pusyati, ukshati. Isko roj nahlate hain. Give bath to this body. Ukshati. New word you have learned. Or taking bath. Ukshati. Ukshati. And many people, not only one time, four times a day. Nahate hain. And not only that, they have got the bathtubs also. Think how much time is required to fill a bathtub. Garam pani dalo, usko thanda karo, ye karo, karo, then people have the bubble bath, herbal bath. How much time they spend on that? They don't think about the Lord. How you revel in that anatma, he is showing us. Pusyati, ukshati. Then, what is it? One person came to Guruji and said, today I have lost my weight by 3 kgs. The Guru said, you have taken bath today? Some people don't take even for 1 week. Kali, they go to the bathroom and phos-phos, come out, the little fresh ho gaye. Then it says, avati visayi. Then avati means preserves. Visayi, visayi means the sense objects. You know, you how many tail sabana you need for this? How many visayi you need? Acha, why do you need visayi? Because of ajnana. What is ajnana? Ajnana is that I am Brahman. I don't know. Once you come to know the Brahman, there will not be any vasana, there is no desire. Why there will not be no desire? There will be no desire because you have got the ocean of bliss. Now you don't want petty sukh from pizza and pasta. I don't need it. Sense object of the world, I don't care for that. Aagya, theek hai, le gaya, chala gaya, chala ja. I know the source of sukh. So when I know that I am Brahman, that means I am poorn. Since I do not know that I am Brahman, I consider myself as apoorn, not complete. So in order to make ourselves complete, throughout our life, I am trying to accumulate wealth, people, being, ye mil jaye, ye mil jaye, ye mil jaye, I will be complete. The whole life we are doing the same thing to become complete. But we are trying to grab anatma vastu to become complete. You can become complete only by knowing the Atma Vastu. So you can never become complete so long you are reveling in the Anatma Vastu. Abati Vishayi, lot of things we are trying to accumulate. And in the process, there is no time for Paramatma. That is the bottom line. Think, whole life we have spent 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 65, 70 years, what we have done. Pusyati, chati, visaye, avati, protecting this. Only for the gross body, we have done nothing for the subtle body. So, kuch nahi kiya, only for gross body kiya. So, no time for Paramatma. So, because of ajnan, there is anatmani, atma buddhi. Ignorance, therefore, anatma is atma for us. So long this ajnan remains, bondage continues. So, we have to remove this ignorance. It is experience as desire, attachment, sense pleasure. Therefore, jeev does not evolve. He lives in the same plane. We remain in the same plane. If you remember clearly, I have told you that a ignorant jeeva travels in three world only. Bhu, bhuva and swa. Bhu loka, interspace, that pitra and all the people live, and swa. Does the punya karma? Goes to the swarg, comes back, again does the pap karma or goes to down. So he is the jiva, rebels in only three worlds. Mahajana tapa, satyam, who goes there? Huh? Upasak will go there, a brahmachari will go there. So if you are interested in Mahajana tapa, what you have to do? First you have to study. Then you are entitled for Mahajana Tapa. Do the Vedanta course, be certified, Chinma Mission will certify that you will go to the Mahajana Tapa. After that, there are degree also. Mahajana Tapa Satnam also, there is degree. But once you do that, once you know the Brahman, you study the Brahma Vidya, you are in the Mahal Rog. Next verse, 138.
अतस्मिन् तद्बुद्धि अतस्मिन् तद्बुद्धि
अतस्मिन् तद्बुद्धि
प्रभवति विमूढस्य तमसा
प्रभवति विमूढस्य तमसा
विवेकाभावाद्वै
विवेकाभावाद्वै
स्फुरति भुजगे रज्जुधिषणा
स्फुरति भुजगे रज्जुधिषणा
ततो नर्थव्रातो
ततो नर्थव्रातो
निपतति समादातुरधिकः
निपतति समादातु
दुरधिकः ततो यो सद्ग्राह
ततो यो सद्ग्राह
सहि भवति बन्ध शृणु सखे
सहि भवति बन्ध शृणु सखे
अतस्मिन् तद्बुद्धि प्रभवति विमूढस्य तमसा विवेकाभावाद्वै स्फुरति भुजगे रज्जुधिषणा ततो नर्थव्रातो निपतति समादातुरधिकः ततो यो सद्ग्राहस् स हि भवति बन्ध शृणु सखे
शृणु सखे Shankaracharya saying, Shrunu, listen, Sakhe, oh my friend. From the Shishya, he has come to the knowledge, now he's saying, oh my friend. Shrunu, Sakhe. What Shrunu? Sahi Bandha, Sahi Bhavati Bandha. That is the Bandha. Same thought. He's again going to explain us. But in different word. Atasmin tad buddhi. This is the definition of superimposition. Atasmin tad buddhi. Another definition. We have seen the definition of bandhan earlier. Now it is the definition of superimposition. Atasmin tad buddhi. In that which is not that. In that which is not that. Tasmin tad buddhi is the correct understanding. But here it is written. Atasmin tad buddhi. Seeing this spoon as a spoon is tasmin tad buddhi. Seeing spoon as a spoon, tasmin tad buddhi. But if you say, this is not spoon, this is my. So we will say, atasmin tad buddhi. We are superimposing on this spoon, this thing. We are showing you this. If you are seeing the spoon, we call it tasmin tad buddhi, seeing as it is. But if you are not able to see this, and you are saying, no, this is I. So, atasmin tad buddhi, atasmin tad buddhi, you are superimposing something else on that. That is called atasmin tad buddhi. Very good. Now what happened in atasmin tad buddhi? Bhujage rajju disna. Bhujage rajju disna. In the snake you are seeing rope. Ulta kar diya. Be attentive. Normally example is given by Shankaracharya, seeing rope you are superimposing. But now he has reversed it. He is trying to see whether we are attentive or not. Bhujage. In snake you are seeing rope. Considering snake as a rope, you go and touch him. Kya hoga? Either he will wriggle out. Abhi ye kya hai? Is he wriggling out, snake? Or it will bite you. It is a dangerous position. Both ways it is dangerous, you know. Seeing snake on the rope also is dangerous. Because you are frightened. Or seeing rope in snake is also same thing. You will go and touch it. Both ways it is dangerous. So in both cases, I am superimposing. What is this adhyas? Adhi as. Adhi plus as is adhyas. As means sitting. On that top of that, you are putting something. That is called adhi. Adhi means top. As means sitting. Adhyas. So superimposing something on something else. So atasmin tad buddhi prabhavati vimulhasya tamasa. How this is happening? Vimulhasya. Mood is very priya to Shankaracharya. Vimulhasya. Vishesh rupena mooda. Tamasa. Tamasa means ignorance here. Darkness, ignorance. Atasmin tad buddhi prabhavati vimulhasya. Prabhavati means it rises. Seeing a rope, if you superimpose snake on that is prabhati, that buddhi rises because of your moodata, because of your agyan, because of your tamasa. So not seeing a thing as it is means vimoodha. Not seeing a thing as it is. How it has happened? Vivek abhavat vai spurati bhujage rajyudhisna. Vivek abhavat, vivek, intellect, abhavat, absence. Vivek abhavat vai spurati, it comes. Why you are supervising? Because of the vivek abhavat. Bhujage rajyudhisna. Bhujage means in the snake. Rajyudhisna means the notion of rope. Because of the vivek abhavat, because of the absence of your discrimination, you are seeing a rope in snake or snake on rope. Both ways is correct. Very good. Then what happens? Tata anartha bratah nipatati samadhatu adhika. Tata thereafter. What will happen? The result. Anartha bratah means danger. Nipatati befalls. Samadhatu adhika. One who sees it, he gets this thing. In both cases, with the wrong understanding, we suffer. Danger will come on us. Tataya asad graha sahi bhavati bandha. Holding on to unreal thought, holding on to mic instead of spoon, holding on to snake instead of rope, or holding on to rope instead of snake, all will give you sorrow. So what we have done, we are holding on to asat. We are holding on to anatma instead of atma. Holding on to anatma. Bapu, this body is atma. Anatma. Body is anatma. Holding on to this body. And he is telling what you do. Pushyati. See how much time you give on the pushyati. Okshati. Cleaning. Then how many materials are required? Lot of materials are required. In collecting all this, our time goes. One more verse we'll see. Another example, but the same thought.
Akhanda nitya dvaya bodha shaktya. Akhanda nitya dvaya bodha shaktya. Spurantam atmanam ananta vaibhavam. Spurantam atmanam ananta vaibhavam. Samavrinotya vriti shakti resha. Samavrinotya vriti shakti resha. Tamo mai rahurivarka bimbam. Tamo mai rahurivarka bimbam. Akhanda nitya dvaya bodha shaktya. Spurantam atmanam ananta vaibhavam. Samavrinotya vriti shakti resha. Tamo mai rahurivarka bimbam.
No time, we'll see in our next class. We have to go to Badri also today. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.